This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
In every generation, there are people who have to make the ultimate sacrifice. We have hundreds of thousands of our brothers and sisters today in Gaza who are making that sacrifice, whose lives are being taken from them, who are being killed and murdered and massacred. But this is not a new tradition. This story is as old as the Ummah itself. And inshallah, in this series, we're going to be talking about the martyrs from the time and the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a source of comfort and inspiration. One of the most beloved people in the entire world to the Prophet ﷺ personally was Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a very fascinating relationship with the Prophet ﷺ. First of all, Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was technically the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ. Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the brother of the father of the Prophet ﷺ. Number two, Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu's mother was the first cousin of the mother of the Prophet ﷺ. So they were second cousins through their mothers. Thirdly, Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was only 2 years older than the Prophet ﷺ. And because of that, they had been nursed by the same nanny. And so they were actually foster brothers, rada'i brothers. And being only 2 years apart growing up, their relationship was definitely of that of brothers. Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the big brother the Prophet ﷺ never had. And he always looked out for him, always had his arm around his shoulder. And so he was very extremely beloved to the Prophet ﷺ. Even the story of how Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu becomes Muslim is very interesting. I won't go into all the details here, but Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu became Muslim in a moment where he was defending the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He came back from one of his legendary hunting trips and someone told him that Abu Jahl had disrespected the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam publicly. So he went into the Kaaba, the Masjid al-Haram near the Kaaba, and he hit Abu Jahl on the head and stood up to all the people there. And he said, "You people keep disrespecting Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Well, I believe in him and I accept his message." And so even the moment in which he accepts Islam, and then he had a follow-up conversation with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But I wanted to mention very specifically that it was in a moment where he was offended on behalf of the Prophet ﷺ, and he was defending the Prophet ﷺ. Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the very first flag that was ever carried by a soldier of Islam in the way of Allah in jihad was Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. أَوَّلُ رَايَةٍ عَقَدَهَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى لِيَحْدٍ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. That it was the very first flag, the Prophet, the banner, the Prophet ﷺ ever gave to anyone for the battlefield was he gave it to Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. On the day of Badr, on the day of Uhud, Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu fought valiantly in the battlefield, and the narration mentions he would fight with two swords. He was ambidextrous. He would have a sword in each hand and he was like a human buzzsaw. He would tear through the enemy. On the day of Uhud, the day that Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu would be martyred, where he would give his life for Allah. Before he fell, he had taken out 31 people from the enemy side. That is how courageous and valiant he was. And when that moment finally came, the day of Uhud in the month of Shawwal in the third year of Hijrah, when Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was 57 years old, his life was taken and he fell in the battlefield of Uhud. And it was one of the most painful days of the life of the Prophet ﷺ. You know, whenever we hear about people dying, people being killed, like our brothers and sisters in Gaza and beyond, it's very important to remember that this was someone's mother, someone's father, someone's brother, someone's sister, someone's son, someone's daughter, someone's uncle, someone's nephew, niece, aunt, etc. It's very important to remember that. Because the brother, the cousin, the nephew, the best friend of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu is none other than Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he grieved that day. He said, لَنْ أُصَابَ بِمِثْلِكَ أَبَدًا مَا وَقَفْتُ مَوْقِفًا قَتُّ أَغْيَضَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ هَذِي. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that, I will never be tested with anything greater than the loss of you, O Hamza. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, I have never stood at a place that is more disliked to me, أغيض إليّ من هذا, that is more disliked to me than this place where I'm standing. When he was standing over the dead body, the mutilated body of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, this is the toughest moment of my life. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jibreel, the Archangel Jibreel, he came to me to comfort me. And he said, مَكْتُوبٌ فِي أَهْلِ السَّمَاوَاتِ السَّبْعِ. It is inscribed upon the heavens, حَمْزَة بن عبد المطلب أَسَدُ اللَّهِ وَأَسُدُ رَسُولِهِ. That Hamza is the lion of God, and he is the lion of the Messenger of God. The Prophet ﷺ, when he stood at the grave of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, رَحِمَكَ اللَّهُ. May God have mercy upon you. Ay ammi, my dear beloved uncle. فَلَقَدَ كُنْتَ وَصُولًا لِلْرَحِمِ. You were good to me. You were always good to your family. You were good to me. فَعُولًا لِلْخَيْرَاتِ. And you led by example. You always did good. Even when they reached back to Medina, and more than 70 Muslims had fallen on the day of Uhud, and there were this, you could hear the sounds of crying, every home was mourning, the Prophet ﷺ became very sad and he said, لَكِنْ حَمْزَ لَا بَوَاكِيَ لَهُ. But Hamza, my Hamza, no one cries for him today. And this was a very heavy loss on the Prophet ﷺ. So much so that the Prophet ﷺ, for the rest of his life, he had a regular practice of going there to Uhud and where Hamza was buried, and to remember Hamza. Even the daughter of the Prophet ﷺ, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, every week she would go to Uhud to pay her respects to Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this was the pain of the Prophet ﷺ at the loss of someone so near and so dear to him. But he was comforted by the fact that they would be reunited in paradise. The Prophet ﷺ, Sayyidu Shuhada, he will be the leader of all the martyrs in paradise. We pray that all of the Muslims who have been martyred, who have been killed, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite them with their loved ones in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.